You got just about the right amount.
That's right.
How about grits?
Grit? Well, you mean...
Well, did you have anything called grits made out of corn?
You're talking about cornmeal run over the gritter. That's when the corn, before the corn would do the grind, and we had an old-fashioned gritter, you know, you could just take and run it over that and make you some of the best bread you ever did eat. Just when it's just put near ready to grind and not quite, you know. You could just run it over that, and the way they made them, I've seen them, I've made them myself. Just take a piece of sheet iron and punch it full of holes, you know. And then just put it over a board, you know, kind of on this way my hand is here, say this is a board, and make it come up over here, you know, kind of like that. Just take a ear of corn, boy, you could just make her go down through there, and then of course it's open at the end, just raise up your board, and that way you'd have some of the best meal you ever did eat.
And it's still wet and moist.
Yeah.
It makes pretty good bread, though.
Awful good. Yes, you bet.
And that's called grits.
Yeah.
Now, if something isn't artificial, you say, no, this isn't artificial, this is...
real thing?
No, you ever say it's anything else? Or it's not...
It's regular. Not, it's
genuine?
It's genuine, yeah. Something like that. It isn't artificial, it's genuine.
Did you... Your mother used to preserve things when you were a boy.
Oh, yes.
Did she make sweets for your breads?
Well, now it's
to
just
spread out of them?
It's yes, she would make more or less that away. It's like I told you this morning, we always a big family of us, and we'd make about 250-gallon barrels full of sorghum, just as fine as you ever saw. Well, then we'd have our own cows and butter, and we'd have our own meat, and we just had a good living that way, that's all.
How about jelly?
Well, we made lots of jelly. They still do now make lots of jelly.
I think that's a standby, don't you?
Yes, I do.
If a friend of yours had a couple of apples and you wanted one, what would you say to him?
I'd say, may I have one of those apples?
Well, if you knew him better than that, you didn't have to be so polite.
Well, I'd just say, I want one of those apples, just get it.
And if he had only one apple and you wanted part of it?
Well, I'd say, how about half of that? Cut that in two and divide it with me.
What would you call the center part of a peach? Is that too bright? You want to move over there?
No, I'm all right. That's peach seed.
And a peach with a loose seed is a...
You mean, that's freestone.
And one with a seed...
Ring.
That's right. How about the center of a cherry?
Well, now, cherry, I don't know of anything on a cherry seed, that's all. They just have one seed, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know of any different kind of a cherry.
And the center of an apple is a
core.
Little dry pieces of apple?
Oh, yes.
Were they ever called anything special?
Yeah, well, it'd be dried apples, so they were wonderful. You know, when I was a boy, we had a dryers up there in Arkansas that just apple dryers in the fall of the year. There'd be as many as 25 or 30 women working there, you know, and they'd just dry apples with a regular dryer. You can fix them here and put them out in the sun and dry them and have dried apples if you want to, and they're just fine as they can be. Yeah.
Not many people do that.
Oh no, not very few.
Did you ever raise any of those crops that grow into the ground, grow on vines?
Potatoes?
What kinds?
Arch potatoes.
And the other kind?
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
got them this year.
Now, how about you have?
Yes, I've got some about ready to dig right now. Sweet potatoes and arch potatoes, have already dug those. Yeah, we raise them here.
But this is good potato country.
Oh, yes.